Module 10 Types of Knowledge. Bloom's original cognitive domain identified three different types or levels of knowledge. These were factual, conceptual, and procedural. The updated domain added a fourth level, the metacognitive. Understanding these levels of knowledge and their differences is necessary for implementing the cognitive domain. Factual. Factual knowledge is the information that students must be familiar with in order to problem solve or to become familiar with the student's field of study. There are subtypes associated with factual knowledge according to the theory by Anderson. Factual knowledge includes basic facts. For example, the American presidents, part of the anatomy, or the musical works of a composer are all examples of factual knowledge. Details, symbols, elements, terms. Conceptual. At the conceptual level, the students focus on concepts and ideas. The elements of a larger structure and how they operate should be recognized at this level. Students see the interrelationship and how each element works together. Examples of this knowledge would include the theory of gravity, time periods, or models of government. The recognized subsets include principles, classification, categories, theories, generalization, models. Procedural. The procedural level of knowledge is where students know how to do things. At this level, the students develop inquiry methods, skill criteria, techniques, methods, and algorithms, according to the second taxonomy. At this level of knowledge, students should be able to engage in literary criticism. Procedural knowledge would also be able to create art and analyze. The established subtypes are algorithms, techniques, skills, methods, judgment criteria. Metacognitive. The added knowledge level is metacognitive. This level of knowledge is defined as being cognizant of general and personal cognition. Examples of metacognitive knowledge are the use of organizers, mnemonic devices, and understanding of personal motivation. This final stage includes the subtypes according to the updated domain: self-knowledge, learning strategies, knowledge of cognitive-related tasks. Case study. Peter and Janet were leading computer certification classes. Peter decided to use the original domain and all of its components. His students did well, but the students in Janet's class appeared more motivated. They personally connected with the instruction and were very self-aware. As a result, more students earned certifications and twice as many went further in their training. Peter asked Janet about her class, and she told him she paid close attention to the metacognitive domain.